We want to welcome everybody into God's house this evening. It sure is good to be here, and it's good to see everyone that's here. We appreciate every person that's come, and each one that might be listening on the live stream that wasn't able to come. We're just glad to be in God's house. And I have some scripture that I looked at earlier this week, and it just stayed in my mind as far as reading it tonight. It's on the 16th Psalm, and two verses down there, the 8th and 9th verse. The psalmist said this: I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. And that's a great scripture. Let's just all stand and we'll have a word of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for letting us come to your house tonight. God, thank you for letting us feel already the presence of your Holy Spirit. And thank you for the fellowship that we felt already. God, we just thank you, God, for all your blessings to us. You're so good to us, God. And we just ask you to bless this service and help us, God, that we might get in the center of your will and have the service you want us to have. We ask you these things and praise you in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn over to the choir for the songs.
Page 25. Thank you. be here this evening. Thank the Lord that I'm able to be here. It's hard for me to open up like this. I get all nervous, but do what the Lord asked me to do, and He does so much for me. I do this little part for Him. I just have to feel nervous. I'd like everybody to come to their feet. I got an unspoken prayer request. Spoken prayer request. Bill, you want to lead us in prayer?
And every effort, let your will be done in Jesus' holy name we pray.
Anybody got a song, testimony, anything on your heart at all? quiet in here tonight. I tried to get by. Just the Lord's been impressing me on it. And, I sang it a few times when I first started coming to church here. And it turned out that that was one of Sister Rowena's favorite songs that she liked to sing. So I quit singing it, but Sister Rowena ain't here, so I guess I'm going to have to sing this song tonight. Pray for me. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee, just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er to thy kingdom shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I pray I walk closer to the Lord as I can. Sometimes I don't, but like to. Anybody else got a song, testimony? I don't know, I'll turn it over to my pastor.
Thank the Lord for being here. Appreciate everything that's been done. The choir singing and opening up, and special songs, it's all been a blessing. And just seeing everybody and being here is just such a thrill to be here. And Jerry gave you plenty of time and everything, but I'll ask one more time just in case somebody else got a song or a testimony. Like he said, whatever you feel like doing, if you got something, you can do that. Not just pray much, and we want to mention again, we thank the Lord for our preaching brothers this year. I don't know which one of them might feel like preaching, but we just want to open it up to them and try turn it over to them. Whichever one or ones of them, if there's more than one, it's all right. If the Lord wants more than one, but whoever feels like it, it's got something on your heart stirring, just come ahead. Follow your heart. Do what you feel like. Feel that liberty. You're just all welcome. Now, I don't feel a bit like it. I'm supposed to be the one to preach tonight, but I'd certainly like to hear some preaching, if it please the Lord. I suspect it does. Okay, guess I'm going to have to pinpoint somebody. Imagine that person would be you. No? Oh, you don't think it's you? Okay. So, I tried one. Now help me out. Whoever's got it, come on. Come on, Bob. Pray for Bob Morrison. I appreciate him so much. Bless you, buddy.
So we're thankful for the opportunity to be back out in the house of the Lord. Keep saying I don't want to get out in front of nobody, and I know we don't. Ain't nobody gets out in front of anybody. You just got to be humble and wait till God says it's your turn. And so I feel like it's my turn. Not that we take turns in that manner, but I feel like God's got something for me to read, and hopefully that we can share with you. When I was a young man, I'll try to put this on. I was told the last time I was up, put this on. So, anyways, all this stuff makes me nervous, but that's all right. The Lord, when I was just 16 years old, if I'd have been obedient at that time, I'd have been preaching. But man tries to do things his way. So anyways, I'm thankful to be here tonight, thankful to be saved above everything else they are in this life. That's the greatest thing that you can do, is to be saved by the grace of God. Young or small, old man, it doesn't matter. I heard of a man getting saved when he's 92 years old. And I don't know if there's been any older than that or not. And the youngest, I think, was Brother Blaine, is 5. So God's able to reach you whenever your time is. And I was 15 before I got saved, 14, 15. You might think, well, don't he know? I know the very exact moment and the place that God saved me. My mind don't recollect back that far. I never wrote it down. I never had it anything given to me to say as such. But anyways, I've got a time and a place in my life. And I've got something that I'd like to share in 121st Psalms, very familiar scriptures. But I think I'm going to read that the whole chapter. It's only 8 verses, and I won't hold you very long. And then I might go back and share some back in Ephesians, if I get there. If not, that's all right. So we desire your prayers as I try. It says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be removed. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So that's the reading I wanted to share with you. And a word that really stuck with me is preserve. And if I could just consider for a moment that some of the natural things that you do, I'll take some tomatoes and some green peppers and some hot peppers and put them all in, mix them up with a little bit of vinegar and what have you. You know, I got my thing that I go by, and I seal it up. And once that seal taps and makes a little noise, I know that it's preserved till I get ready to open it up again.
Yeah.
And that's what God did for me when I was about 14, 15 years old. He sealed my soul up until that the day of redemption. He done something for me that nobody else could. And other folks tried to help me, and they tried to direct me, but the best intentions that I have, I can't help you without the Lord.
That's right.
The Lord has to come through and do his work in your individual soul.
Amen.
And he can help you to know beyond a shadow of doubt that you're saved by the grace of God. Now, I'm thinking as Brother Terry opened up and he read that scripture in the earlier Psalms, and it talked about how that even in my flesh, I have hope.
That's right.
Some folks don't believe that, but one of these days, this part's going to change too.
Yeah.
I've tried to change as I go, and I try to make it better, but sometimes I don't do such a good job. But I'm preserved on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm glad today that I'm saved by the grace of God.
Yeah.
I know from whence my help cometh.
Yeah.
It comes from the hills of Zion.
Yeah.
My help came through and by the gospel.
Yes.
It pricked me and it showed me where that I needed to come to. It took a little while for me. I guess I was one of them hard knots. But it took a little while, and it seemed like I was on the altar a lot of times. But eventually, when I quit trying to do things myself, I just said, Lord, if you don't save me, I'll perish. I knew that much about God. I didn't know a whole lot more. I hadn't read a whole lot. But I'm glad for the Word of God tonight, that if we get in it and we begin to search it, we can find some things that will help us as being saved by the grace of God. There's great instructions in the Word of God tonight that helps us to know I don't have to ask Terry, is this right or is this wrong? I don't have to run over to the deacons, Brother Bill, is this right or is this wrong? Or you know, we've got to have friends along this way that helps us. And I think it's important to get you somebody close to you. And Brother Joe Crow and I, we've been friends for a long time, and sometimes he'll give me a call. And he'll ask me how I'm doing, where I'm at, you know, spiritually talking about how close are you to the Lord in so many words. So it's good to have somebody to check up on you, and it's good for you to check up on somebody else. And there's been others that's encouraged me, but the Lord, he's given me the most encouragement than anybody in my whole life, because when he saved me, let me get a drink of this. When he saved me, he put something down on the inside of me that I didn't really understand. It taught me how to walk for the Lord. I didn't know anything about God. I didn't know anything about what it took to be a Christian. And I still don't know a whole lot. I just try to do my very best. But we'll get guidance from God through the inside of it. When something is wrong, he'll say, don't go there. Don't do that. When God has instructions for you, He'll help you to understand that. Let me just go over into Ephesians. These scriptures really just means the world to me. In the fourth chapter of Ephesians, it's very important. I might go back where I was, but right now I want to say there in the fourth chapter, he says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech ye that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called." Now, when I was just a 14-year-old, 15-year-old boy, I wasn't much of anything. I was just saved. God didn't want a whole lot of me out of me. He wanted my reasonable service. That's all God wants of you today, just your reasonable service. No matter how old we are or whatever position we have within the church, He just wants us to do what we can. Ain't that wonderful that God don't have high expectations? I got high expectations of people sometimes. You know, I might expect them to do more than what they can do, but God just wants my reasonable service. That's all He wants out of you today. He goes on here and He says, "With all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love." Somebody says, "Well, you're just a love preacher." I tell you what, it takes the love of God to be able to touch a people's heart. Yeah. But what drew me to this church was the love of God working inside of it. Yeah. And when you want to get close to God, you get close to God's people. Yeah. And when you get close to God's people, then you can find the direction that God wants you to go. I don't understand everything about my life. I don't know what all God wants from me. But one of these days, this journey's going to be over because I'm preserved on the inside and the flesh is going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I don't understand all about it. But every once in a while, God will give me some direction. It says here, He says, "Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." My friend, there's peace in the Lord. There's love in the Lord today. There's unity. We have to have unity today. Coming together in the same. The scripture says we need to come together in one mind and one accord. I'm glad today that I've got the same mind that others do that's here tonight. We want to see people saved by the grace of God. We want to see people move in the right direction and feel God's presence in their life. I want people that are saved by the grace of God to experience His Holy Spirit moving on the inside of them. When they're doing dishes or when they're going down the road, they can feel God's presence move inside of them. He can boil up inside of you and make your life easy. When my life is hard is when I got troubles and trials and tribulations that come my way and I try to handle them myself. I'm not strong as I look. I'm not able to do things as maybe that I think that I should. But sometimes I think I can handle them pretty good. I've worked with some fellows, and one fellow told me one time, he says, "You know, Bob, we had a hard job. I run a jackhammer all day long. And it took a lot of strength and it took a lot of endurance for us to do that job. But eventually I got pretty good at it and able to do it the best that I could." One fellow told me, says, "If you eat a lot of starches, eat you some sketty and eat you some lasagna and things of that nature," says, "that'll help you have some endurance throughout the day." And I thought, you know, that's real good. He says, and another fellow come by and he says, "You know, you need to be consistent about doing this work. And then even at home, try to do you some lifting some weights and stuff." I never was very good at lifting weights, but I found out that even spiritually, if we eat the right things, we'll be strong in the Lord. And if we'll walk in His way, we'll be strong in the Lord. We'll be able to endure the trials and the tribulations that Satan puts upon all of us, and he brings trials and tribulations to every one of us. I'm glad that God loves us enough that He gives us instructions. We're not here just to try to feel our way around, but He's got instructions in the book throughout the whole Word of God that'll help us in every situation. I like what Brother Terry said there last Sunday, and I hate to keep quoting you, but but that's all right anyways. But he said, and I even mentioned to him after church, that we shouldn't even take just a little drink of whiskey or wine or alcohol. I think alcohol is the way that you put it, but just a little bit will make you weak, is what I'm trying to say. Just a little bit will take your strength away from you, and you won't be able to have confidence to come to the Lord. When Apostle Paul says that we need to approach the throne of grace boldly, the only way that we can do that is if we walk upright before Him. And that you know, it's good to walk upright before one another, but walk upright before the Lord today, because He's the judge who speaks this evening. He loves you, and He has greater mercy than what I would have, because I might have greater expectations, see, of you. But God has a greater love and a greater mercy than we have today. So let me just come on down just a little bit to the scriptures. And there's a lot of great stuff with inside of this, but he gets here. This is a great thought that I had as I began to read and study. And he says in the 23rd verse, he says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." My friend, we all have that spirit that's saved by the grace of God, and that needs to be fed. It needs to be renewed. It needs help along the way. I can remember when I was just a young man, and the Lord had called me to preach, and I got away from the Lord for a little while. I didn't hear too much from God because I wasn't close to Him as He wanted me to be. But God got concerned about me, and I believe the church got concerned about me, and they began to pray, and my bed began to be troubled, and God come to me in the wee hours of midnight, and He cried out to me, and He said, "You need to come home." My friend, I'll tell you what, I've got a God that'll, if you really have Him on the inside, He'll have contact with you. He'll have conversation with you. Oh, I tell you what, I can't talk to God like I'm talking to Terry, but I got to come with a humble heart and crying out to Him, knowing that He hears me and that He cares for me. That we can get in the same, one within the same mind that He is in. God don't want us to have to struggle in this way. God wants us to enjoy the joys of our salvation today. If you're saved by the grace of God, you need to enjoy your joys of your salvation. There's nothing greater than God. There's nothing greater than this joy in this life. Sometimes I think, oh, this way's hard. And we was talking the other day, I think my Brother Mike and I was talking how that sometimes there's folks who say, well, this Christian life is kind of like a roller coaster, up and down, up and down. But you know what makes it go up? It's the Lord Jesus Christ, His Holy Spirit, and our obedience to Him. But what makes it go down is when we have troubles and trials and we don't look up to the Lord and we just take a nosedive for the old world. The old world will just destroy us if we let it. If we let it, it'll take all the strength out of us that we've got. And we don't know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. Come back to the old altar and cry out to Jesus, because He's got strength for you. The church loves you. She cares for you. And whether you know it or not, she's praying for you. There's folks pray for you that you wouldn't even think. Is anybody in that shape here tonight? I have no idea. It's none of my business. I just know what I had upon my heart tonight. God has preserved my soul, but He's not preserved my flesh. I've got to take care of that. I've got to keep it unspotted the very best I can. And when I can't come to a place where I feel that there's some spots on it and I have trouble between me and God, I find me an altar and I cry out to Jesus and I say, "Jesus, forgive me of my sins and my shortcomings." And He's right there. That moment, He don't wait for a while. He right then is when God does His work. Praise His holy name. I thank God for being here tonight. I thank Him for this opportunity, and I thank the good pastor for the opportunity tonight. If you're saved, live for God. Let somebody see it. It's so important that we're a light to them. It's so important that we cry out for them that are lost. And if you're here and lost, get Jesus before it's too late. He's the best thing that'll ever happen to you. He don't leave you alone, but he guides you. And he leads you along through this way. Good to be here tonight. Brother Terry.
That's good preaching. I thank the Lord for the message. Thank the Lord for the message and the messenger. And let's all stand. And I want to say this to you. And then we'll ask them for a song in just a minute. But I appreciate this message. Appreciate the Lord giving it to Brother Bob. Let's take a few minutes and reflect a little bit and do a little inventory, I call it. Let's look inside of ourselves and see where we're at and see where we match up with this message. This message is good instruction for all of us. But I've had times in my life where I was off track or out of the will of God. And sometimes there's been a few times in my life that I've needed to come to the altar and repent. And I don't know if anybody here like that or not, but I feel like God's wanting me to make that invitation. If you're here tonight and you're not where God is able to just really use you and bless you, and you're not being a help to anybody, and you're not feeling good down on the inside, don't go on down a road like that. Brother Bob's preached to you what needs to happen and who it is that can help you. Now, of course, if you're lost here tonight and you need to come, you're welcome too. While they sing, please, let's everybody pray. And let's obey the Lord. If you need to come and pray tonight, whatever your case is, come on. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Amen. Amen. Come. Come to the Lord. Amen. That's a great statement of invitation. O Lamb of God, I come. We need to do that from our heart. Obey the Lord. I believe somebody could come. Obey your heart as God speaks. Obey what God says to your heart. Appreciate the message and the whole service. Appreciate that invitation song. Anybody got anything on your heart you feel like saying or doing before we come to a close? All right. We appreciate everybody. You got a nice crowd. And thank the Lord for everybody that's come. And I want to thank people again for praying for me. And I'm glad just to be able to be here and glad that I've gotten better enough that I can come. And I know you're praying. I know you'll keep praying, but I want to ask you to please keep praying. I've got a number of tests yet to be run, and they're checking some of the things that's already been done. And then on the 7th of May, I've got an appointment down in Columbus at OSU Hospital to go down there. And so I need your prayers, and I just appreciate your prayers. And thank you very much. Anything else? If not, we're going to look to the Lord and ask Brother Arnold Wright to pray dismissal. Amen. Amen.